latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
2014 saw an increase in minor motor collision claims from insurance companies. Statistics released by the Spanish Traffic Department, the DGT, reveal that there were 1,734,997 minor claims for traffic incidents during 2014, which represents an increase of 0.32% compared to 2013, the first time the figures increased since 2007. According to the National Association for Insurers, UNESPA, the phenomenon is a symptom of incipient improvement in the economic situation and cheaper fuel. The data has also allowed for indications as to the most likely areas to suffer a motor insurance claim-related incident, with the average across the country being 3,710 accidents per 100,000 inhabitants, far higher than the average of places like Cantabria with 4,800, the Balearics with 4,600, Galicia with 4,100, and the Canaries also with 4,100, as well as Andalusia with just over 4,000 per 100,000 inhabitants. Meanwhile, at the opposite end of the scale, and therefore offering a reduced likelihood of an incident, we see places such as Aragon with 2,700 incidents per 100,000, Castilla-La Mancha with 3,100, the Basque Country with 3,300, and Castilla y León with 3,400. However, despite the increase being blamed on more traffic on the roads, the busiest time of year, August, proved to have the least number of incidents, with just 124,000, well below the monthly average of 145,000. The worst month was in fact October, with 156,534 incidents, followed by March, where there were 150,004. Breaking down the days when incidents are more likely to occur, Friday is statistically the worst day, with an average of 5,739 incidents, followed by Monday with 5,542. Sunday looks to be the safest day, with an average of 2,635 incidents, followed by Saturdays with 3,671. The worst day recorded in 2014 was Monday the 15th of December, where the total number of incidents stood at 6,677, representing a minor though claimable incident on the roads every 13 seconds on average. At the opposite end of that scale, we see that Christmas Day were the safest on the roads, with Thursday the 25th of December yielding just 1,925 claimable motor incidents, one every 45 seconds. The UK Home Office has launched an investigation into how an airline passenger was allowed to board a flight from Britain to Spain without a passport. Officials said that the passenger had been allowed to board the Ryanair plane with a photocopy of a bus pass after his passport was said to have been stolen. The passenger was being questioned at Liverpool John Lennon Airport on a returning flight from the Canary Islands. King Felipe VI of Spain has taken a 20% voluntary pay cut in his 2015 salary, thus affirming his commitment for a fewer-frills monarchy. A statement released this week shows how the 47-year-old head of state would receive just €234,204, having taken the cut compared to his father's salary before his abdication. Unions representing Spanish farmers are demanding urgent action from the Ministry of Agriculture following the discovery of a vector for HLB, one of the most damaging citrus plant diseases in the world. The detection of Slidid africana in groves in Galicia in the northwest of the country marks the first time the insect has been spotted on the Iberian Peninsula, leading to fears it could cause irreversible damage to the country's citrus exports, worth around €178 million a year. Hoch Autoliners, a Norwegian company with headquarters in Jacksonville, America, is launching a direct car-carrying ship service to Barcelona and Valencia from their Jacksonville base, as well as Veracruz in Mexico. The monthly sailings will use the 2004-built Hoch Soul with a 68,871 gross tonnage vessel, expected to carry exports for GM, Chrysler, Nissan, Honda, Ford and Caterpillar. For more details on these stories and many more besides, visit the website www.theleader.info and pick up the Leader newspaper out every Monday.